This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 2, Episode 79. Unfortunately, Andy is stuck in the city right now, and he can't make it, so I'm going to do a solo podcast once again. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy right now because September 26th, is the Rangers' first preseason game against the New York Islanders at Seven Bells. I cannot wait. I can't believe this weekend will feature New York Rangers hockey and the start of the preseason schedule. They play 6 preseason games. They got the Islanders twice, the Devils twice, and the Bruins twice. Kind of rotate all 3 of them. They play September 26th, September 28th, October 1st, October 2nd, October 6th, and October 9th. So, you know, it'll be good. I think with the young kids that we've had on our team, and even if you go back to last year, just Lafreniere and Kako having a weird season, this is like the official start of normalcy for a lot of these young kids. And it'll be nice to have a full training camp, be with the entire team, kind of learn the process of, you know, how seasons are supposed to start. And, you know, I think that's big, especially being in New York City and playing in Manhattan. Just, you know, the effects of COVID here, not to say, you know, not to diminish the effects of COVID everywhere else, but, you know, from the beginning, New York City seemed to be a hub. And, you know, if you get a lot of young kids that are just not from here, it's an intimidating place. It's not, it's kind of eerie when it's empty. And, you know, now that things are opening back up and kind of getting back to normal, it'll be nice to have some normalcy back to, you know, the organization and just, you know, getting things, you know, started on the right track. And that starts with, you know, preseason hockey starting this Sunday. It'll be interesting to see what young kids will, you know, have a crack at the lineup in the preseason. I would imagine there's going to be some sort of, you know, rotation. I don't think you're going to get a starting lineup, maybe the last game, but I think it'll be a healthy rotation. The Rangers just announced their training camp roster. You know, it's the same guys as usual, but, you know, it's nice to see so many young kids and exciting to see the new faces that are coming into camp. And, you know, I'm sure they're, you know, itching to go, ready to go. I'm looking at the regular season here, a couple notable games. October 13th is the Rangers' first game. That's at Washington. So, you know, that's a revenge game. It says TNT. I wonder if that's going to be on TNT locally. I'm not really sure. I would imagine MSG will still be able to carry it, but it does say TNT. So you have the Washington Capitals, obviously Tom Wilson drama. Now Reeves is, you know, is probably going to be starting the game. I would imagine there's going to be a couple fights. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how the Rangers are going to approach this, if they kind of want to just move on from that bad blood from last year and kind of start fresh and not give Washington and Wilson the satisfaction of kind of having real estate in their own head. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of eyes on that game. And, you know, the NHL knew exactly what they were doing, having that, you know, right off the bat. Wednesday, October 13th at 7:30 on TNT, Rangers at Washington. The home opener is the next night against the Dallas Stars at 7:00. That's Thursday, October 14th. And, you know, that'll be interesting. It'll see, you know, I'm sure that game is going to be buzzing. You know, the Rangers have a new look, a lot of fresh faces, you know, the young kids, you know, are a lot of hype behind them. So I'm sure, you know, the building will be buzzing with the Dallas Stars in town. And then let's see, any more notable games? The Seattle Kraken, I believe that's Halloween night. We are at Seattle at 9 p.m. Sunday, October 31st. So that'll be a fun game to watch, you know, our first crack at the Seattle Kraken, 9 p.m. on Halloween night. So if you are at a Halloween party or, you know, stuffing your face full of candy on the couch, you know, 9 p.m. rolls around, you got the New York Rangers at the Seattle Kraken. So that'll be a fun game to watch. They'll be in the start of the West Coast swing there, and where they go against Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. And then they'll come back home against, you know, I might as well crown this team the Stanley Cup champions now. I mean, nobody's going to beat the Florida Panthers. They are maybe the best team to ever be assembled since the 1980 Russians. It's amazing. I don't even know why we are having even a full regular season and playoffs, because we just need to give the Florida Panthers the Stanley Cup now. That's Monday, November 8th, 7 p.m. You could skip that one because that's a loss and we're probably going to lose 15-0. So that's how good the Florida Panthers are, and that's what everyone thinks. Everyone now worships the Florida Panthers for God knows what reason. Let's see. What else do we got? What else do we got here? Oh, Friday, November 26th, the day I would imagine day after Thanksgiving here in the States. We have the Rangers at the Boston Bruins, 3:30 p.m. game. That game is going to be broadcasted on Hulu and ESPN Plus. So if you don't, again, I don't even know. If you don't have those, or do you just not get to watch it? I mean, I have Hulu. So Hulu and Spotify. So if you have Spotify and you're like, well, I don't have either of these. If you have Spotify, you have Hulu. Just use the same sign-in name and you're good to go. I would imagine you don't need to buy anything else within Hulu to get that game. ESPN Plus, I'm sure some of you have. I don't have Disney Plus. I don't have any of these things. I have Netflix. I just said I had Hulu, but I don't have like Apple TV. There's just like too many. I have like cable. I have Fubo TV. I don't need another 15 things. Like I should be fine. As long as I have MSG, I'm like good. I don't need anything else. Maybe like the DIY channel, you know, the do it yourself and, you know, HDTV, you know, those shows they're fun. They're, you know, mindless. Let's see, what else do we got? Again, Colorado on Tuesday, December 14th at 9 p.m., another Hulu ESPN Plus game. So I guess, you know, we're going to be featured a couple times on that. What else do we got? Seattle Kraken come to town January 30th. The Rangers play on my birthday this year, Thursday, January 27th at Columbus. Couldn't be a more buzz-killington game than having to play Columbus on your birthday. Friday, January 28th versus Minnesota. I believe that game's going to be pretty special. But I don't want to say anything more. And then let's see, what else do we got? That's pretty much it. I mean, everything else is just pretty standard. End the season with Washington. So again, the NHL knows exactly what they're doing, you know, sandwich those two games. You know, creating a new rivalry. It'll be interesting to see how we do against the Islanders. When do we play Islanders first? Oh, we don't have them for a while. Wow. We don't play the Islanders until November 24th. You know why? Because I think they probably want to set it up so we have all the games at the Belmont. So 7:30, that's probably going to be a Belmont game. So Wednesday, November 24th, 7:30 p.m. at New York Islanders. That's probably going to be the game at Belmont, which will be, you know, pretty exciting. Obviously, Islanders fans have been waiting for a home for a long time after they got booted out of the mausoleum. They got booted out of the Barclays Center. They needed to find a home, and they finally got one. Brand new stadium at Belmont, from the looks of it. I mean, they put that up pretty fast. So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like on the inside. And I'll definitely tune into the first Islander home game, the home opener at the Belmont. So I'm not sure even when they even start playing there. I don't think it's for another month. And I think they start like the season off on the road, which isn't like the worst thing in the world. Builds a lot of team chemistry, a lot of new faces, a lot of turnover in New York right now. So it'll be interesting to see how the Islanders start off the season on the road. What else do we got? All right, that's pretty much it in terms of the schedule. I mean, there's a couple games on ESPN, ESPN Plus. That's, you know, and TNT. It's part of the new deal. No more NBC Sports and you know, NBC and stuff like that. So a lot of new faces, you know, hosting these primetime games. Yeah, I'm excited. I think the NHL was ready for a change, and to get back on ESPN, I think it's going to be pretty special. A lot of nostalgia for people my age. So, it'll be, fun to get back on to ESPN. All right. Today, I kind of wanted to go over a little bit on the gambling side of things. You know, there's a lot of futures up right now for the NHL. I'm using FanDuel Sportsbook. I know we have a thing with DraftKings. Bet on DraftKings. I'm just using FanDuel right now because I have a FanDuel account. And listen, I would have a DraftKings account because they are a sponsor and we do have, we do have the promo code. But the problem is every time I go to try to sign up for DraftKings, it never opens up my profile. And I've contacted, the service there, it's not self-help, but whatever it's called, customer service. They keep telling me just to do the same thing over and over again. It doesn't work. So unfortunately, I can't use DraftKings, but I might actually make a bet here, a couple of them live. So I wanted to be in FanDuel so I can get that. I would imagine the lines are very, very similar, especially this early before preseason even starts. There hasn't been any significant injuries. Hopefully there's no significant injuries over the next couple of days that would change and skew any of these lines. So if you listen to it and then you go to do the same thing and you're like, well, what the hell? This is not even close. Just know that lines change, and if there's injuries, especially, they will change drastically. So, all right, the first thing, Stanley Cup future. We got to start off there, right? No surprise right now off the bat. You have the Colorado Avalanche at plus 550. So, again, for those that are not gamblers, if you bet $100, you'd win $550. That's how it works. So the payout would be $650 total. You have the Colorado Avalanche at $550. You have Tampa Bay Lightning at plus 600, and you have the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 700. After that, they give you the Toronto Maple Leafs, which we know is not going to happen, so we might as well just skip over that one. Then it goes to the Bruins, Islanders, Penguins, Panthers, which is crazy because I thought everyone worshipped the Panthers, that they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So plus 2,200, it's not a bad, everyone's predicting to win it. Plus 2,200, $100. We'll win you $2,200. That's a nice little payday right there. Interesting. Islanders, I think, are shafted here. I think Islanders are the best team in the East. I think, they're going to go on a revenge tour, unfortunately, this year. Just absolutely torturous for us Ranger fans. But, that's just the reality of the situation. And now they added Chara. So to bring back even more nostalgia back to the island, playing at Belmont, new stadium. Losing to the Stanley Cup champions in seven games, getting absolutely zero respect. Everything's turning up Islanders, and it's just making me sick to my stomach. So we have the Islanders at plus 1,700 to win a Stanley Cup. Also, not a bad bet, especially if you're a Ranger fan. It's not a bad bet to bet the New York Islanders, even if you throw $10 on it to win 170 for the Islanders to win a Stanley Cup. This way they don't win the Stanley Cup without you benefiting from it. So it's a play against your emotions. Either they lose or you win some cash. So it's like kind of a win-win, even though you don't really want the Islanders lifting the Stanley Cup. But if they're going to do it, you might as well win some money. Not a bad play. The New York Rangers are kind of like in the upper echelon of for Stanley Cup. They got they're plus 2,400, which is really not that far off from a lot of the teams. So the Rangers getting a lot of respect. So this, narrative that Andy and I have been discussing back and forth, this playoff or bust, yeah, it's true. It's playoffs or bust because the New York Rangers are plus 2,400. They're right with the Capitals and the Minnesota Wild right in that area, and the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're right in that bunch, really, to win a Stanley Cup. So they're part of that second tier, which is actually pretty surprising to me to see that. Going down the list, you got your regular teams, middle of the pack teams, the Winnipeg Jets, Blackhawks, Blues, Flames, Seattle Kraken. Seattle Kraken is like better than half the league apparently. So I just don't know how they're going to play out. I think people are kind of hedging that they might have a Golden Knights start, but I don't think they will. I think it's so hard to kind of capture that magic that, teams are going to be ready. I think, it was just a perfect mix of players, but who knows? They could come out and they could be a very good, solid team. I'd expect them to be competitive, but, I guess they have them in the middle of the pack, which is, pretty respectable, but I would kind of creep them towards the bottom. I don't know. I just, after seeing what the Golden Knights were able to do, I don't know if another team could be able to capture that magic, so to speak, and maintain it nonetheless. You know, Golden Knights still third in the league right now to win a Stanley Cup.
Today's podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. Look, week one of the NFL season may be over, but the season's just getting started. At DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And to kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week two game and receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. And DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Dead last, plus 15,000 Buffalo Sabres. No shock there. The top bottom five in the league: Buffalo Sabres, Columbus Blue Jackets, Anaheim Ducks, Arizona Coyotes, and the Ottawa Senators. And then you got the, you know, Red Wings and Nashville. Again, those teams, you know, they're all in the process of rebuilding. The Sabres, we all know what they are. I'd imagine those stats are given with no Jack Eichel, because they could be competitive with him. I don't think they're going to be anywhere near the playoffs, but I don't know if they're going to be the worst team in the league points wise with Jack Eichel on that team. So that's the Stanley Cup for you. Oh, we got team futures. Oh, for President's Trophy. That's kind of boring. Obviously, Colorado Avalanche, same thing. Tampa Bay Lightning, Vegas Golden Knights are all favorites to win the President's Trophy. Player futures. This is pretty interesting. You know, the Hart Trophy, Connor McDavid favorite, Nathan MacKinnon and Austin Matthews rounding out the top three favorites to win it. Let's see if we have any Rangers on the list. Artemi Panarin is the first and probably an only Ranger. Plus 2,300. Also not a bad. I think he's going to have a big season. I mean, he's a, you know, he was unbelievable last year. So, yeah, he's pretty high up on that list. So, yeah, Artemi Panarin right there. Let's see. What do we got next? Oh, Vezina Trophy. Yeah, Andrei Vasilevsky, no-brainer. Connor Hellebuck, you know, obviously a stud with the Winnipeg Jets. And Darcy Kemper rounding out the top three. I mean, Darcy Kemper. Are you kidding me with this being... Then you have Marc-Andre Fleury and Carey Price. Let's see where we have... Let's see, Igor at plus 2,200. To put it in perspective, Spencer Knight plus 2,200 too. All right. Sorokin at 2,500. So to put it in perspective, Vasilevsky is plus 300. And then it goes pretty off the rails there. Connor Hellebuck is already at plus 950. So Vasilevsky, the heavy favorite to win the Vezina Trophy for next season. Next, we got the James Norris Memorial Trophy for 2021 and 2022. Right? We have Cal Makar, Victor Hedman, and our boy, the reigning Norris Trophy winner, Adam Fox. Cal Makar at plus 400, Victor Hedman at plus 600, and Adam Fox at plus 1,000. Charlie McAvoy, Dougie Hamilton, Roman Josi kind of round out after that. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to do it again. You know, it's one of those awards that I think the NHL kind of wants turnover. I think they'd rather have different faces winning it every year, different teams representing, you know, these individual awards. I think it's better for the league that way. But I sure as hell hope he wins that again. He's going to have to, you know, be a top three candidate if the Rangers want to make the playoffs. I mean, he's got to be that guy. I mean, he was the best, you know, defenseman in the league last year. And he's got to carry, you know, that momentum forward. Otherwise, you know, the Rangers are going to be struggling. All right, here we go. Conference futures. Again, this is kind of all the same crap. I guess we can go conference by conference. Well, no, there's only two conferences. So you got the Tampa Bay Lightning and Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins the favorite. Again, New York Islanders at plus 1,100. Put in perspective, Tampa Bay Lightning plus 310. Tampa Bay Lightning just won two Stanley Cups. They have a different roster this year, although the core remains the same. I just don't trust them to win the regular season and win the conference. I think the best bet is the New York Islanders at plus 1,100. You get a lot of value for that. Again, they're going to be on that revenge tour. They're going to, you know, be excited to play in a new barn. It's just everything's going to come up New York Islanders. And again, if you're a Rangers fan, not the worst thing in the world to bet the Islanders. Hedge your emotions. The New York Rangers are at plus 1,300 to win the division. You know, they're behind Florida, ahead of Washington, ahead of Philly, ahead of the Devils, and Canadiens. Interesting. And then you got the bottom feeders after that. So, you know, Rangers, again, kind of in that middle of the pack. They all pretty much have the same odds, too. So when I tell you the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers are ahead of them, that's only they're basically paying the same amount of money. Division futures. We can go by division by division. Let's see what we got for the Western Conference. Obviously, the Avs and the Golden Knights are the two of the heavier favorites. And then after that, pretty shocking. They have the Dallas Stars at third at plus 1,200. So put in perspective, Avs at plus 200, Knights at plus 300, and then it goes all the way to plus 1,200. They have the Stars, the Wild, the Oilers, the Jets, Seattle Kraken, the Blues, and then the Blackhawks. And then everyone after that can kick rocks. You know those teams are not going to be winning that division, or conference, I should say. Division futures. Islanders, this is actually pretty telling. We have for ours. So this is pretty interesting. The Rangers have better odds to win the conference than the Washington Capitals, but the Washington Capitals have better odds of winning the Metro Division, which is absolutely insane. So right now, Vegas has this as Islanders at plus 340, the Pittsburgh Penguins at plus 400, the Washington Capitals at plus 450, Hurricanes at 500, Rangers at 500, Flyers at 850, Devils at 2,000, Jackets at plus 10,000. This is unbelievable. How do you have the Rangers ahead of the Washington to win the conference, but below them to win the division? Do they not know that you would have to win your division in order to win the conference? This is silly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to even make of this. This is like sort of pretty accurate. I mean, the Rangers are going to be battling these teams. I mean, this is exactly what you'd kind of expect as a Rangers fan. But you have the Islanders, who are the clear favorites. Then, you know, Pittsburgh and Washington, we said this a million times. You don't know what you're going to get from them. I know Crosby's going to be hurt the first couple games. The Capitals, I don't know what they are. I really don't. They're able to score goals, and they're deadly on the power play. And, you know, they have, you know, a good core veteran group, and they know how to win hockey games. I just don't know if that gas is ever going to run out, or if it's going to run out this year. Is it a new, you know, is it a new era in the NHL where some of these younger stars start to take over and knock off the Caps and the Penguins? I mean, we'll see. And then, you know, a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, you don't really know what you're going to expect out of them. They have a couple new faces, a lot of ex-New York Rangers now down there. So they're going the whole Tampa Bay route. Just we'll acquire every New York Ranger that could skate that's not currently on the Rangers roster, and then hope to God we win a couple Stanley Cups. And then, you know, Flyers being, you know, lower than the Rangers, that's not expected. I mean, that is expected. You know, the Flyers have a lot of question marks, and now Hayes is hurt to start the season. So it'll be interesting to see what you get out of the Philadelphia Flyers. And then rounding off the bottom is, you know, the New Jersey Devils and Columbus Blue Jackets, which I think those two teams are irrelevant. I think the Devils can be, you know, a thorn in the side and be very competitive. But overall, I think they're, when you have to play the entire league, I think they're in trouble. So I don't know how competitive they'll be consistently. I think the big games against the Islanders and the Rangers and, you know, the divisional opponents, they'll be competitive. But after that, you know, I don't know how much they're going to get out of that roster. All right. So now we got the Atlantic Division, obviously Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston, Florida Panthers, Montreal, Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo. Not surprising. The only thing is, you know, again, everyone worshiping the Florida Panthers. If you love them so much, they have great value here at plus 500 to win the division. Bet them. You know, if they're that good, bet them. I don't believe in them. I think Florida Panthers are right where they belong. You know, below Tampa, below Toronto, below Boston, and slightly above Montreal. So, and there we are. So Vegas knows. See, Vegas knows. Central Division, 21-22 winner. Avs, obviously the clear favorite, -220, which means you have to bet 220 to win 100. Then you have the Wild at plus 700. So Colorado should run away with this division. Minnesota, second, Dallas Stars, Blues, Jets, Blackhawks, Preds, and Coyotes. I'd say that's pretty accurate. I mean, I really do think the Avs are in a league of their own. And then you're going to have Minnesota, Dallas, Blues, Jets, and Blackhawks, you know, kind of battling it out for seeding, within those, you know, five spots that they have. So it'll be interesting. That'll be a very competitive division. Wide open, I think. Pacific Division, Oilers, Kraken, Flames, Canucks, Golden Knights. Why is this not in order? Are the other ones not in order? No, the other ones are in order. Why is this one not in order? Okay, well, this is confusing. The Vegas Golden Knights, minus 200, clear favorites. Then you have, now I have to look at each one. And then you got the Edmonton Oilers that come in second, plus 500. And then pretty much everyone else is the same. You got the Kraken and the Canucks. This division stinks. This entire division stinks. I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, if you're that third spot, the Kraken can make the playoffs. I think they're just as good as the Flames. I think they're just as good as Vancouver. I think they're just as good, if not better, than the Kings. They're better than the Sharks, and they're better than the Ducks. They, without a doubt, can come in top three in this division. This division stinks. I mean, the Oilers are the Oilers. You got the Knights. But that third spot, that's wide open. That's you literally roll the dice there. Holy shit. Seattle's competent? Yeah, they can definitely make the playoffs. My God. And that leads us, good segue, to make the playoffs. Here we go. So I was going to bet the win total. They don't have those yet. But I was going to bet the Florida Panthers under for win total. But I think Vegas kind of knows. They're not in love with Florida Panthers. Just the stupid people online. All right. To make the playoffs, the Metro Division. Oh, God. They're going to give me all these. Let's go to the Rangers. Where are they? Here we go. To make the playoffs, the Rangers, yes, is minus 160. So that means you bet $160 to win 100 if yes. So the Rangers are favored to make the playoffs. I'll go down the line here. Philly, the odds are they don't. Pittsburgh, the odds are they do. The Caps, the odds are they do. Boston, heavy favorites to make the playoffs. Buffalo Sabres, no. Detroit, no. Panthers, heavy favorites to make the playoffs. Canadiens, no. Ottawa, no. Interesting. And then clear favorite, Tampa Bay Lightning, minus 1,800 to make the playoffs. Who would ever bet that they wouldn't make the playoffs? Toronto Maple Leafs, minus 1,000 to make the playoffs. So they're making it. It'll boom or bust, you know, for the Rangers. Rangers got to make it. Here we go. Regular season points. Maybe I'll bet. This will be my bet. I'm betting this one. Without a doubt, $10 on the Florida Panthers under points. So let's see what the Rangers are at, and then we'll do the Florida Panthers. So the Rangers here, over under is 95.5 points. That's pretty fair. Oh, man, I just hit the mic with my hand. I think that's pretty fair. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything really more than that. That's a lot of wins. That's a decent amount of wins. it's going to be tough. 95.5 points is pretty good. I mean, Islanders are only favored for 99.5, so that's only a few game difference. It's a, you know, 2-win difference. So, you know, it's very respectable. You know, Flyers are kind of in that 92.5, Pittsburgh 97.5, Washington 96.5. So they're all in that bunch. You know, this is too difficult to even, you know, if you really wanted to bet it. I'll bet the Panthers because I hate them. I don't hate them. I like them. They're at 100.5. This is the easiest bet of all time. Under right here. I have to log back in. You got to be kidding me. All right, logging back in. I'm making this bet. I'm not, and I'm doing it while I'm on this. Yeah, it's just, I don't hate them. I just hate the respect that they're getting. I just think it's undeserved. They've never won anything in the world. It's like the Mets. You know, I'm a Met fan. If you told me the Mets were favored to win the World Series this year or win a division, I knew they were never going to win, especially the division. Like, it's pathetic. The teams are pathetic. Punch into my password here. What do you mean you don't recognize the email? Yeah, forgot to mess up the password. Here we go. Wager. Just for fun. Throw $11 to win 10. We need to verify your location. Download the plugin. They just make everything so, you know where I am. You know everything about me. You know my bank information. You know what, you know, toilet paper I use. You know everything. Now you got to verify my location. Oh my God. I'll plug this in on my phone. I promise. I will make this bet. Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of ends it right now. I mean, oh God, that's such a disaster. But that's pretty much it. I mean, if you look, Vegas has the New York Rangers in a respectable spot. They have them making the playoffs. They have them being competitive. They're going to be in the mid-90s in terms of points. You know, if you're a Rangers fan, there's just so much to be excited about. But it's all going to come down to consistency. It's going to come down to finishing games. It's coming down to, you know, if you're on the road, on the West Coast, you know, taking them to overtime over, you know, going to, losing in regulation. You know, you need those points. And they're all important. Every game's important. And, you know, the biggest difference from last year to this year, I think, is really how we start the game and how we finish the game. The first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes were pathetic last year. There needs to be a different culture. There needs to be leadership. There needs to be structure in the locker room. And, you know, I think the Rangers are finally, you know, putting the pieces together. I know they don't get a lot of love with how they improved this offseason, but they addressed the things that they needed to address. They have the scoring. They have, you know, the playmakers. Now they kind of needed that grit to kind of not get embarrassed. So, you know, it'll be interesting, you know, to see what we got. But, you know, by the time you listen to this, I think there's only going to be, this comes out tomorrow, Thursday, and then you won't get another podcast till Monday. So the Rangers will already have their first preseason game in the books before the next podcast. So it'll be very fun, very exciting. I can't wait. And you know, let's drop the puck already, huh?
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Broadway Boys Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.